in addition to yellow hair, the nega is not strong. It's ain or moik min ha'or. There's a lack of amkus. So what do? The nega is he's quarantined for 7 days. Then after 7 days, what happens? The zel bezach. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed after 7 days. So what do? We put him away for another 7 days. Put him away. We lock him up for two times. The max you can be locked up is twice. Two sets of 7 days. On the second 7 days, though, we do something unusual, which needs to be understood. I don't really know what this means. V'hiskaloch means that he has to shave. What does he have to? What does he shave? Over here in the commentator on the uncle list, it seems the machlekes. It seems there is a disagreement. Do you shave the entire head, or do you just shave the surrounding area of the nega? And you leave over a row of two here. It's v'hiskaloch. This is what differentiates the second event of being quarantined from the first time. The first time, there's no shaving. The first time, you just put in quarantine, and we see if it's spread. The second time, it's not enough to put him in quarantine. We have to first shave the rest of the head, the rest of the area, and leave a row, a circle, a perimeter of 2 hairs. And lock him up. Okay, so the Pasta Megill, I'm going to read the Pasta Megill again. Lama Gimel. V'hiskaloch sevivoy sanesek, around the nesek. V'hiskaloch lo yigalech meniach shtei sarois samach lo saviv. Kidei sheyehe nikor imposa sheim yifse yavar hasarois v'yotz lwakum hagiluch. I ask you the question, why do we only do this in the second time? Why don't we do this technique of shaving and leaving over 2 hairs as an indication if it's spread on the first 7 days? I don't know the answer. Maybe there's an answer, but I don't know what the answer is. Okay, that's what Rashi says. We did yesterday the targum a little bit. We're going to go weiter. Pasuk Lamed Dalet. I'm going to first make a bracha. Meir Appeldorf, is he here? Yes, he is. Seven, he is 9, 6, 7, 7, 5. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam shehakol nia bidvaroi. Okay, so now we're going to Pasuk Lamed Dalet. V'ro HaKoynes HaNesek B'yom HaShvi'i. Okay, this is really day 14. It's the second set of seven. It's not 14, it's really day 13. Because it overlaps. Day 7, or does it? I don't know. Does day 7 and day 1 overlap? Okay, how does this work? I don't know. I don't know if it overlaps. L'chari does. You bring him on day 7, and the Kohen sees that nothing has changed, so he locks him up for another 7 days. It's very likely, if I'm not mistaken, it's really overlapping. It's the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis say it beferish. If you learn the Masechta very well, Masechta Negoim, how can you not know Masechta Negoim Baal Peh with all Chol Peradev v'Divdev Chav Nasecha? There, if I'm not mistaken, there it does overlap. The day 7 is also day 1, so it's really 13 days. Okay, we brought Koynes HaNesek B'yom HaShvi'i, Hinei Lo Yifosu HaNesek B'or. So now, after 13 days, two sets of seven, nothing has changed. So what is the law? V'tihar o'yisah kohen v'chibes b'gadov v'toher. It means nothing. It didn't spread. There's no yellow here. There is no black here that would indicate tahara, purity. There's no yellow here which indicates tumah. The mare is it's not omoik. So therefore, basically, you clocked out. you expire. It's a very very fascinating concept in the Torah, is that basically if you have a problem and the problem does not go away, then the problem by default expires, and now you go back to becoming tahor. That's what it says. Probably in the Rashi. Rashi, there is no Rashi in this pasuk. Let's see the Targum. The Yichze Kahana Yos Niska B'Yoma Shivia on day 7. V'Hallo Oisef Niska B'Mashka, and it did not spread. Oisef means V'Hinde V'Hallo Oisef. It did not spread the Niska, the Nesek. Okay, then the Nega B'Mashka in the skin. Umichzohi Loisohi, and its appearance is not Amik Min Mashka. The mare does not display depth. Therefore, what is the law? the law is vidake yosei kahana. The kohen will declare him tahar. Vitzabei luvusho, he will wash his clothing. Vitzkein him, he'll be tahar. Okay, I'm putting you on mute because there's some type of interference. Okay. Oh, okay, right. Okay, so that concludes pasuk lamed dalet. Now, is there any comments over here? Lamed dalet over here on the side of the page. Let's take a quick look. Lamed dalet. I got congested suddenly. I don't know. Last 2 days, I got congested. I don't know why. I don't know how, but that's what happens. Let's see. Pasuk lamed dalet. I don't see any comments on this. Okay, now we go to pasuk lamed hey. So let's say indeed the nega spreads. Let us say the nega spreads. In other words, later. Let us say, look, so this fellow has been in quarantine already for 13 days. Two sets of seven, they overlap. Okay, there's no black here, there's no yellow here. It didn't spread. And the Mare is not Omaik Min Ha'ar. So what do? You're good to go. Have a nice day. Check out. I went to Menachem Oval, someone today, you know what he told me? He wasn't telling me. He was telling people that this fellow, their mother was, I don't know, she must have been 90 years old. And it was a whole Maisa, and she was in, like, in a nursing home for a short time. And the son came to pick her up. Let's go for a walk. They go for a walk once they got out of the hospital. Out of the hospital, the mothers, they take her there. And she says she doesn't want to go back. She doesn't want to go back. She wants to go back home, go back to one of the children. So they went to the children. She settled there. And they have all of her medicines. He gets a call the next day from a lawyer. Where is the patient? Where is the patient? So he says, well, you know, we were there and she didn't really like it, so didn't want to go back. So he says, you kidnapped her. You're going to go to jail. And you took her, you crossed state lines. She was in New York and you took her somewhere else. You crossed state lines and you took her, you basically kidnapped her. You are going to jail for kidnapping. So he said, what are you talking about? So they put the mother on the phone. She said, I wanted to go. And the guy doesn't care. The mom said, they want to put him in jail because he kidnapped her. What kind of crazy? They don't care about kidnapping. The nursing home is not getting money. They're getting, their mom is a cash cow there. They get a day there more than many people make their whole lifetime. So that every day that she's...
Was it a Jewish nursing home or no?
Of course it was Jewish.
Oh, you're talking about Kaplan?
Yeah. You heard this?
She was, I think, only 82, 83. I don't think.
All right, fine. So you heard the story? Yeah, they told you the story?
I heard what you just said. Yeah.
They want to arrest him for kidnapping.
No, you said we didn't do it. She did it.
Yeah, so they had to prove it. The Gansa Maisa. They don't care about kidnapping. They care they're not getting money. They get per day thousands and thousands of dollars. More money than most people make a whole year. They get per day. So that's why they're upset. Vaita. Let's say the nega spreads after. So now when it's over here, until therefore what happened? The guy over here is in quarantine. The guy's in quarantine for 13 days. And then they send him home, scot-free. Let's say 2 months later, this fellow looks at his skin, looks in the mirror, again, it's on his head or his beard, and notices that it's spread. It spread. That this. So until now, this nega was not a nega. So you would think, I would think, once already 2 weeks pass, and it doesn't spread, you're forever tahar. If it will ever spread once 2 weeks pass and nothing happened, it didn't spread, even if it will spread, let's say, a year later, a few months later, no big deal. Doesn't make a difference. Kamash Milan, this pasuk tells us a very powerful principle that just because they let you go home and you're not under quarantine, if at any moment in time the nega spreads, right away you become tamei. That's an amazing concept because basically the person It's a revelation that the person really does have a problem. The person really is a problematic person, but we're releasing him from captivity, from his quarantine, from being isolated, and we're allowing him to re-enter society in a state of complication. He's not in a good matzah because what he has on his flesh indeed really is a nega. It's just that instead of the quarantine being, you know, instead of him being inspected in quarantine, we let him be like house arrest. We let him go and just live his life in his matzah with the nega. And in the event that it does spread, at any moment in time in the future, immediately he becomes tummy. That is what it says over here. V'imposo yivsa nesek bo'ar acharei terasso, then pasuk lamed vav. V'ro'o akoein v'inei posa nesek bo'ar lo yivakir akoein lasir hatzav tameyu. No, you don't need to make an investigation for the yellow here. He's tummy. Let's see over here, these two psukim in the Rashi. Rashi, acharei terasso. So Rashi writes, ein li alo poisel yachar hapetur. So when it says over here, it's a double lashon, which means at any point in time, whether it spreads after week number one, after week number two, or let's say a year later, automatically he is tummy. Okay, that's now pasuk lamed zayin. Let's see over here. I'm sorry. Let's see over the targum. Targum pasuk lamed hen lamed vav. Lamed Hey says V'im Ol Sofa Yosef. Okay, two words which mean the same thing. If it spreads, Paso Yivse, Niska the Nesek, Bimashka on his or, Bosar Dichusei after he has been declared Tohar, Pasik Lamed Vav V'Yich Zeinei Kohana, the Kohen will inspect. V'ha behold Yosef Niska Bimashka. It has spread. Lo Yivaker Kohana Lisar Sumak. The Kohen's not going to look for a black here. Lisar Sumak Misav. He says we're Nesek. I'm sorry, Philip. What is the black here? According to the Targum we learned yesterday. I'm sorry. The red here. The red here. Like we learned yesterday. According to Unkelus, the Tsohoiv is translated as Samoik, red. Okay, the red here. We're not going to go look for the yellow here or the red here, like he says. Misafu, he is automatically tummy. All right, any comments on this? Let's see over here on the bottom. I don't think so. This was pasuk lamed hey lamed vav, and there are no comments. I don't see any comments. Now we go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk v'meinav v'amar nesek v'se'or shochar tzomach bo. Oh, nirpa hanesek tohorhu v'tiaru hakoin. If v'meinav in the eyes of the coin the nesek remain the way it is, but a black here sprouted. So over here, we're not over here. The black here, it has to be a new here. See, the yellow here, we learned, the yellow, look at the difference between the two different heres. When it comes to the black here appears for the very first time. It sprouts forth for the very first time. That's the black here. And the black here, a sprouting of a brand new black here is a sign of tahara. The yellow here, on the other hand, starts off black and turns yellow. So that makes him tummy. So over here, what does Pasuk Lamed Zayin say? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Se'or shachar minayin av shayoroik." How do you know yoroik? What's green? A green here. Yoroik ve'cho odom red she'eno itzov, which is not yellow. Tamaloymar ve'se'or, any color whatsoever. The lashon tzohav dama l'tavnis hazohav. Okay, tzohav, which we like to translate as yellow, is similar to gold, to the color of gold. Okay, tzohav is the interchange the tzaddik with the zayin, like tzohav, tzaddik, kmo zohav, a zayin, gold. Tohorhu v'tihar ha'koin chod tameh, she'tiharu ha'koin lo tohor. Okay, he's possibly thinking that he's tohor, and the coin declares him tohor. But let's say, and why is the pasuk telling us that? Tohorhu v'tihar ha'koin, because sometimes you can have a situation where the person really is tameh. Where according to the law, the person is really tameh, and the coin makes a mistake. And the coin says, even though according to the letter of the halacha, you are tamei. I am going to take advantage of my position of authority. Torah gave me the power to make these decisions, and I am going to declare you tahor. It doesn't work like that. The pasuk goes out of its way to say that the essence of this person is tahara, tahorhu, and therefore the tiharo hakohen. That's why the koich of the kohen is effective to make him tahor. But let's say the person, according to the halacha, really is tamei, and the kohen is abusing his position by declaring a person who is tamei tahor, then it does not work. Okay, talmidei chacham have power to make decisions, and in Shemayim, they are bound to follow those decisions, no matter what. However, there's a balance. Talmidei Chacham can't blatantly go against what it says in the Halacha. They only have that power to make their decisions on the ear and in situations where it's not clear-cut. But if you have a situation where, according to the letter of the law, it's clear-cut that this fellow is Vadai Tomei, and the Kohen wants to abuse his power and declare him Tahor, it does not work. The reason why he's able to say that you are a tar is because the etzem he is tar. And if he is tar, that's why he can say that he's tar. Okay, that's what it says over here. So this is the Rashi. This is what Rashi over here says. He's telling us chidushim is that lav dafka. Do we need to go look for a black here? Lav dafka. Any hair of any color whatsoever is enough to make the person tar. And that's what it means over here, the word visayar. The vav of visayar is coming to be marba. Any color here will automatically make this person tahor. All right, now let's see over here the Targum. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Targum says, v'im kid hava koim niska. If the nesek remains in the same location, v'sa'ar ukam tsamach bay, and a black here develops, itasi niska, the nesek is healed. Dechehu, he is tar, vidakene kohana, and the kohen will declare him tar. That is pasuk lamed zayin. Okay, now we go to pasuk lamed. Okay, that's fine.